From the unreal to the real. Having pervaded this world of the little manifested self with one fraction of myself, I remain greater, wider, overshadowing all my daily living. And thus the true self overshadows the personality, the manifested form, and it remains. This world of reality that does not disappear upon death. Once your form is gone, you may still work from the other side for those on the material world that you have been working with. But you see so quickly the unreality of this world from the higher viewpoint. It is a world created by the imagination of humanity, by the personalities over eons of time since individualization took place. And then say to yourself, as this manifestation of God, I, the manifesting self with a capital S, through the magical power of my nature, I realize, I redeem, and I reabsorb this fraction dwelling in my body. My body, that is the body of the One. And think of this. You are absorbing, reabsorbing, redeeming, and revitalizing the entire personality with its three aspects of dimmer light. So keep the focus as the higher self that's pervaded your physical, mental, and emotional body. It's penetrated into them. And with your permission, it reabsorbs them into this original source of yourself. And now focus on the angel of the presence once more. Bring it back into your body. And recognize it illuminating your mind. Giving you positive, quiescent emotions. Calm, serene emotions. Know that this angel of the presence is stimulating your physical body as well. Now, from this vantage point, send the light and love that is you. Send it in strength and blessing to those you love, to those you know, to those you do not know, and to those you do not love yet. Include all souls. You are working as the soul now. each of us a tiny representative of the masters of humanity. We are channels for the masters of humanity. Each doing what we can, playing the little part we can play. And we are now making it possible for the masters to reach our immediate circle of family and friends. For they can immediately, instantly reach them through us. We are the connecting link. And then we'll say aloud, I'll say it first, this mantra. May the energy of the divine self and the light of the soul direct. May we be led from darkness to light. May we be led from the unreal to the real. And from death to immortality. We'll think on this for a few moments and absorb it. The energy of divine self, the divine self inspiring, and the light of the soul directing. Leading us to the real, to immortality. The real. Light, the immortal self. This is who you are. You know it now. Hold to that recognition, no matter what comes, and you will be led, all of us, through you, each of you, making this decision. Helps lead the group. It imposes upon the group an energy so that the whole group is led through the energy of the divine self and the light of the soul from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, and from death to immortality. Death to immortality. You do this as a white magician. You do it for yourself, giving up the ancient, old habits of the little self for the greatest trade-in of your life. And then you can do it for others. This is a joyous life. This is a happy life. May it be so with each of us every day. So be it.